I don't agree with President Trump on a great many
I know
of
you
his
don't.
Agenda issues. And, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat who voted enthusiastically for Hillary Clinton. But I think I'm a person of principle. And I realize that what the Democrats are trying to do to President Trump is exactly what some Republican extremists tried to do to Hillary Clinton. Lock her up, throw away the key. And the very people today who are pushing for Donald Trump to be investigated, indicted, impeached, would be on the other side of the issue if the shoe were on the other foot, and if they were trying to expand the obstruction of justice statute or espionage statutes and apply it to a Democrat rather than a Republican. And I think we need a single standard of justice in this country. And I think both sides are trying to criminalize too much. If you disagree with people, throw them out of office. Don't elect them. But the idea of charging your enemies with political crimes is too prevalent on both sides of the political aisle.
But can you be more specific? What are the charges that his opponents accuse him of that a president should not be prosecuted for in your legal
Well, they're
view?
Saying that he committed obstruction of justice by simply acting on his constitutional authority. He had the right to fire Comey. Comey acknowledged that. He had the right to tell Comey to stop investigating Flynn. Comey acknowledged that. So what is the obstruction of justice? If he had the constitutional power to do that, people compare it to Richard Nixon. But Richard Nixon told his staff to lie, probably destroyed tapes, and paid hush money or tried to pay hush money to witnesses. There's no allegations of any independent criminal conduct against President Trump. It's much more like what President Bush did when he pardoned Caspar Weinberger at a time when Weinberger was about to go on trial and might have pointed the finger of accusation at him. And nobody at that time really suggested that President Bush should be indicted for obstruction of justice or impeached. So this is selective injustice against a particular president who was unpopular with Democrats. And it's just not right.
So what do you think of the, I mean, given your position and given the fact that you are a law professor, presumably know the subject pretty well, how do you respond when you see the endless hours of poorly informed legal analysis on television suggesting sort of the opposite of what you just said?
Well, I comfort myself by knowing that almost all of these people, if not all of them, would be on exactly the opposite side where the facts were exactly the same, but the shoe were on the other foot. So it's partisan politics. Look, every liberal and civil libertarian ought to be against expanding obstruction of justice. It's such a vague statute. And the people who want to go after Trump say, oh, if he had a corrupt motive. What does that mean? Do you really want the presidency to turn on a subjective definition of a corrupt motive rather than on objective evidence of bribery, lying, destroying evidence? So I think it's a protection, because my argument is yesterday it was Hillary Clinton. Today it's Donald Trump. Tomorrow it could be you. You know, when Lavrenty Beria, the head of the KGB, met with Stalin, he said to Stalin, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. And that's what my friends, my liberal Democrat friends are doing. They're falling all over themselves, trying to find a statute that they can expand and they can apply only to Donald Trump, and then they're going to bury the statute and try to put it back in its crypt. For example, there was a period of time where they wanted to get him under the Logan Act. The Logan Act hasn't been enforced since 1803, and there's a concept in law called desuetude. They wanted to resurrect it, apply it to Donald Trump, and then give it an honorable burial. But that's not the way the law works. The law works based on precedent. And what you do to Donald Trump today becomes a precedent and can be used against Democrats, independents, or anybody in the future. That's why all Americans who care about civil liberties, who care about constitutional rights, ought to be very concerned about the investigation that's being conducted in targeting Donald Trump.